Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Red Zone. Do what you love, love what you do. Featuring people from all around the world, music, sports, friends, entertainment, adventure, broadcasting skills. Do what you love and love what you do. You can have your very own adventure right here on the Red Zone. I'm Samantha's World. Let's get to earning $128.94 per 20 minutes listening to music. Big news, 1,700 people in America are becoming millionaires every day. If you download this app, you can be the same way. False. It's a lie. Backup. Hold on. You're getting scammed. Number one money marketing scam right there. And guess what? My name is Jeff. My name is Bob. My name is Dan. My name is Bill. My name is Marissa. My name is Clarissa. My name is Emily. My name is Sarah. My name is Tanisha. My name is Elisa. All those names sound familiar? Hello, I'm Ty Lopez, and welcome to my YouTube. Today, we'll be talking about exactly. You've heard it all before. You know it all before. You've been down that road of investing. You know 99.9% of what you're reading is a scam. That's right, it is a total scam. I hate seeing all of my good friends on Welcome to the Red Zone being scammed. So what are we talking about today? Well, we're actually going to be talking about making money and how to manage your money. So we are going to get on top of this. This is the Managing Your Money Investments and All Kinds of Financials podcast. One of the biggest things my mom has taught me is that if you want to have money, it doesn't just start with getting a job and making money. It actually starts with saving money. My grandpa was a huge coin saver. He believed that if you saved coins, that you would always have money. The truth was, because he did that, we did actually have money every month. And we did make it through the hardest times in the life. And if any one of you remember the 90s, or you remember your childhood growing up, your parents gave you canned food or stuff you really didn't want to eat, but you knew you were eating it because your parents worked so hard to feed you. Yep, that's right. I've been there too, and I know what it's like. I also know what it's like to stand in line at the food pantry and wait for a good meal, because honestly, at the time, we didn't have it. But my mom worked so hard and she taught me everything I know about investing. So I'm going to teach you a little bit about investing and what I've learned from my family and from other investors who've invested money, managed money, saved money. And no, this is not some scam that you just literally pay money to actually get. No, that's not it. This is completely free and I'm going to be teaching you all about what I've learned. So without further ado, let's get into it. So this episode today, we'll be talking about managing money. One of the biggest things people tend to do, and I'm going to start off with what I talked about. If you haven't, go and check out my hedge fund podcast. I did a podcast just recently on hedge funds. That podcast grossed a lot of fans and viewers, so thank you so much for that. Go check that out. That podcast was incredible. I really like that podcast because it tells you all about the risky business with hedge funds. I also have a podcast all about financials and contracts. Go check out our contracts and financial podcast. Go find out about finding the right business partner. I have a podcast strictly on finding the right business partner and things you might need to look for. I also have a podcast on how to get famous on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, social media. I have it all, so go check it out right here on Welcome to the Red Zone. But without further ado, let's get into managing money. Number one thing. People always fall for those. Download Day to Day. You can save $100 by just getting $100 before your paycheck. You're not saving any money. The biggest scam is advanced paycheck places. In fact, President Trump has actually issued a couple of areas to where he's proved that those places are actually harboring what I would like to call illegal funds. They take your funds and they don't give you back the money. Some of them places were racking up 40 and 50% interest. Now, a lot of you don't understand what that means. Interest is money they charge on you on top of the price that you already are paying to get that loan. So, it's say you get $100,000. Well, that $100,000 may have 50% interest. So, you will owe that company $50,000 on top of the $100,000 that you owe.
This is why 98.9% of businesses or advanced places or anything like that go bankrupt. But those advanced paycheck places, they're popping up hotter and hotter because more and more people need cash fast. They want that Lamborghini or Ferrari, but they're not willing to wait. Here's the biggest thing with making money. Making money doesn't come fast. A lot of you assume that today I'm going to get $1 million. Say I get $1 million. I buy Louis Vuitton. I buy all these fashions. I get my Lambo. But what's next? Tomorrow, I'm broke. I'm Post Malone. I'm at clubs. I'm trying to drum up customers because I'm broke. I spend all my money on all this stuff. I give out cash. I look like I give out cash on YouTube. I look like I give out cash on all these social sites. I'm the biggest YouTuber out there who I know everyone has seen where he says he gives people cars. He says he gives people 50 G's. He says he gives them 1 minute to spend $1 million. That's a lie. He doesn't actually do that. And all the stuff that you're seeing in his videos are actually pre-made videos. Those videos are a farce. 5 websites to turn to $0 to $200 a day passive income. I'm going to teach you a little bit about those. Those are scams as well. A lot of those places out there that say they pay you that much money a day, unless you do the work, you're not going to get that. A lot of people assume that, oh, all these apps you can download in the App Store to make you money. What are those ones? I actually have a couple myself I'll list. Plinko. There's Plinko, there's a lot of casino games. Casino games, this is the worst, you guys. Casino games are very addicting. They can be so addicting, you'll blow your money in seconds because you believe you won the jackpot. They'll convince you in an advertisement that looks so catchy. Casinos themselves, whether they're in Vegas or in your state or a lottery. Lottery is another thing. Oh, I'm going to win because I played numbers on the lotto. The biggest thing is, the lotto never pays you what you paid into it. That's the scam. You think you're winning, but you're losing. Another way for the government or any other person who owns that company to make money while you're losing money. So, we are going to be talking about managing money, everyone. I'm telling you all about these losses because I don't want you to do this. I don't want you guys to lose money. I don't want you guys to struggle, and I don't want you guys to suffer. And I know so many of you out there have lost so much money on all these advertisements. You're getting confused with the advertisements. You're literally just totally confused. So I want to clear some of this stuff up. One of the biggest things people are doing is they're going straight to YouTube. It's a popular website where you see people making tons of money. But here's how YouTubers are making money. They're not making money because of the, how you say, oh, I made this money today. That's not what they're making their money off of. What they're making their money off of is you watching their video. By you clicking their video, they're making money on those advertisements. They're also making money every time you watch the advertisement. That's an extra 15 to 20 cents. On top of that, whatever they're telling you in the video, you are actually believing it because you are still watching it at that point. You are actually still connecting to that person and you're convinced. A lot of the things say 15 sites make $300 per day, $200 a day while you sleep. A lot of them say earn $24.79 watching 10 minutes videos online. That's a clear up. I'm going to be teaching you how to manage your money the right way. One of the biggest things people don't realize is products. When you buy products at the store, a lot of you just shop. You don't save the receipts. Well, that's not a good thing. You need to save them receipts. Here's why. Download Fetch Rewards. Download Shopkicks. These two have been the best sites for me that I have ever come across. They're great because you scan receipts and whatever you buy at the store earns you points. Points on Shopkicks and points on Fetch Rewards that pays you back money. What that means is they give you an online gift card. That online gift card can be used to purchase anything. And you can select multiple gift cards. Apple, Android, Visa. You can get all kinds of beauty products. You can get Hulu, CBS Sports. You can get all them gift cards by just getting receipts of the stuff you've already bought. But this is another scandal. I know that sounds great, right? We just made all this money on receipts. a lot of times is that we think because we're making so much money back, say like on coupons and other things like that, we're spending money too fast. My mom has taught me one thing about couponing and saving is that you can get addicted to it. It's just like gambling. It's the same thing. You're buying into it. You buy extra laundry soap because you think, well, at this point in time, I'm going to need it. At this point in time, I'm going to use it. The end result is you're not going to use it. You're not going to need it. You're just buying it because it's on sale or you think it's a good price at that time. That can be good in some cases, while in other cases, it can literally be not good. And I know in this pandemic, everyone, the minute the pandemic hit, bought it out of toilet paper. The first thing bought out was toilet paper. What was the number one reason toilet paper was bought out? Should people have invested in toilet paper before the pandemic? Maybe, but not really, because it's a waste. Because now toilet paper is back in stock, and we're not out of it. The reason toilet paper bought out, because people have the cold, sniffles, a lot of times you have to wipe. I mean, there's just different things. Toilet paper is one of them things where if you're stocking on toilet paper, that can be a good thing because you know you will always use it. Versus liquids. Liquids are something I recommend staying away from. When you're buying stuff bulk, a lot of times bulk can get you a good deal, while other times bulk can get you a really sour deal and you could be wasting money. So, comparing prices, this is one of the ways you can save money. A lot of you want cool stuff, like gadgets or cell phones. A lot of times, people automatically just go to Target. They think Target is the latest and greatest models of stuff. The biggest thing is, Target has the same price as Walmart. A lot of times, they're not the same price. You know what? A lot of the times, truthfully, they're more expensive. I have found several items like laundry soap, shampoo, body wash, makeup. Ladies out there wear makeup. I'm one of them. I have acne, so I know to cover up, so I get makeup. But here's the thing about Target. Their makeup is expensive. Their makeup will run you $300, $400 just for a couple of good items. Walmart has stuff. But then again, Walmart is really expensive. And, oh, I don't have the money this time. I'm going to tell you about Dollar Tree. I don't know if any of you have Dollar Tree or Dollar General in your area, but this is something you need to look at, ladies. Those stores are dollar stores. Dollar stores have the same exact makeup as the name brand stores. They have the same stuff. Lululemon, any of those, beauty stores, Rebel Beauty, Cause Beauty, Ultimate Desire, Kato, any one of those big, flashy brand name stores, the dollar stores have the same stuff. It's the same brand. It's just labeled different a lot of times. But here's one of the things I found. You know the BB music or the baby makeup or the BB products in the makeup industry that women, you spend like $3,000-$4,000 on a month. I see women on YouTube bragging about it. Listen, those women are not spending that money. They're going to Dollar Tree and they're buying it. I have actual video proof of me going to Dollar Tree and buying the product that they sold at Target for $40. So, I'm going to tell you a little something. Dollar stores are not bad. A lot of you disown dollar stores when dollar stores actually save you a ton of money. But there's a side effect to dollar stores. A lot of the products that you get at dollar stores, you can go to Walmart and actually get for less than a dollar. So it is super important to know, is it cheaper than a dollar or is it worth only a dollar? That's what you need to find out. That's another way you could be losing money, is that you're not noticing those dollar differences. One thing you need to notice too is when you're going to the store, a lot of people automatically get an item, they take it out to the register, and they check out. They forget that stores have price checkers. Here is one of the biggest things. Target, Walmart, Sam's Club, any major outlet store, Costco, Lululemon, you know, any of those stores, they have apps. Those apps have price scanners. You need to price scan them items. The reason you need to price scan them items is because those items aren't always the price labeled on the tag. Walmart oftentimes has stuff for a dollar that normally is $14 or $15. Sometimes you even get stuff less than a dollar. Or sometimes it says a dollar, but it is actually $16, and it is not that lower price that was marked on the tag. People switch tags, and it's so embarrassing when you get up to the front of the store and it's not that price. So, another thing. That's just one thing. Number two, the biggest scandal is that once you get your money, you need to go spend it all in one day. One of the biggest things people forget is bills. Bills come first. Please remind yourself, bills come first. This is one of the hugest mistakes that people make. They think automatically that I can forget my bills, I can hold off, they'll wait, and I can go and buy all the stuff that I want for Christmas. Christmas is coming up, and I know every single one of you is gonna wanna buy the latest trendy stuff for your kids. You are gonna get suckered. Magazines. Here we go, everyone. Buy here, pay now places, offering you great deals on items. Yep, we've all been there. We've all heard about it. We all know about it, and we know it's not true. Those places don't offer you anything. All they're doing is taking a joyride from you. So, what does that mean? Well, a joyride means just that. It's literally a joyride. It's a tactic for them to take your money and give you a good run for it. They'll tell you you'll make all this money if you buy here, pay later. Finger Hut, we've all seen the catalog. We all know it's out there. Yep, I even signed up for it once, believing the fad. If I bought now and paid later, I'd be making money. The truth is, I wasn't making any money. And I was struggling. I couldn't catch up. Let's talk about managing money. Another thing we want to learn about managing money is bills. Always, always, always when you get a bill, don't just sign up for the online payments. Online payments can help you in the end, but they can also hurt you. Get a paper copy. The reason being, when me and my mom started looking at the paper copy actually showed something different than what was on our online statement. And when we called the company, we found out the company was secretly charging us an extra fee. That's right. Without you knowing, companies can actually be charging you fees on top of your regular bills. So for those of you not marketing or managing your money and not reading up on your bills and just saying, oh, I'll pay them later, who cares? No, you need to be checking. Here's another thing. Do you rent, buy, or own your own home? A lot of people say, well, I rent, owning my own home is so expensive. I can't afford it, you know, I can't afford rent this month. Well, there are things out there for you. I have help. This is one of the greatest things. I contacted Nebraska.gov and talked to the Nebraska government and found out that there are programs all over the United States for people who with low income, federal income, or people who are struggling. This one thing for grocery help, food stamps. A lot of you don't know, but there is something out there called WIX. WIX is a great place for those of you women pregnant, nursing, or needing children help. This is great for you. WIX offers great baby formula, even diapers. That's right. They offer diapers. They offer essentials for women. Food stamps offer provides help for you who have children, who are nursing, maybe you have babies that need diapers. They also help you get diaper coverage. I know that can be very expensive for you. So those are great programs out there, and almost every state has some sort of program to help you with that. But it may not just be food you need help with. It also may be that you need help with your rent. And this is where we talk about HUD. HUD is a great program. They offer help for anyone who needs it. I know in Nebraska, HUD has helped many people, including myself. I actually worked with them a couple of times to get help. It's great. There's also programs at your electric company. A lot of you don't know this, but your electric company, your gas company, have monthly settlements. What this means is you can actually pay up several months in advance, or you can sign up for their lower payment program to where you only pay so much for fuel for the whole year. That can actually be great. If you check with your company to make sure that if you are on gas or propane, if they have a so much per year capita, which means say you only need 30 gallons of propane. So you can pay for that 30 gallons of propane for only $100 versus $300 every time he has to drive out to fill. It's great to check with your companies. That's a great way to help you manage your money. Another thing you can do is write down all of your bills. Every time you have a bill or money spent, write it down. The biggest thing is you got paid $1,000. After you got paid $1,000, you go through the whole 2 weeks after you got paid. And after the 2 weeks you got paid, you're somehow short $300. But you don't know where it went or what happened. Well, the biggest thing is you didn't write it down. You didn't put down that you spent $200 at the gas company, or you took your kid to the dentist, or you had some sort of micro mishap. That is just one of the many things that can happen, and it is super important to note to write everything down. I am going to tell you a little something about Google. Google has a calendar set up directly, so every time you need to write something down, they have a calendar. Write down everything you do on that calendar. Every day, set a memo. Apple has the same product. There's also a memo notepad on your phone. You can write everything down on your notepad, save it, and send it to your device. Email yourself a letter. Set a timer. It's so important to write down everything so you never forget one thing. Now, I know that rent and food coverage is nice, but what about a car? Well, I can't afford a car and I don't know what I'm going to do. I know a dealership won't look at me. That's not true. There are a lot of places when you go to buy a car that cost a ton of money and they're overpricing. Carfax online has a great way for you to look up places for you to find out the car price deals before even going to the dealership. They also list all of the car details before you get there. But here's the thing. Carfax, even though it offers stuff, doesn't necessarily mean that that's the actual car you're getting. So how do you know? Well, you can go to the dealership and look at the car for yourself, but sometimes that's not enough. Sometimes you don't get only $1,000. I recommend talking to your local GM dealer. This is great, or your Ford dealership, because this is what I found out. Talking to them and getting someone in the dealership to work with you on your financials. Explain to them your situation. You might be surprised to find out they are very honest and very forthcoming and will actually tell you about how to get your finances up in order to get yourself where you need to be. They may even have an opportunity for you to get a low-income financial loan so that you can buy yourself a car at a very low rate. I've discovered that getting a low-income financial loan to help you buy a car is a great way for you to buy a car. It doesn't cost you a lot of money, and you can pay it off quickly if you manage your money right, which is great. Let's get into the next part. A lot of you have kids, or even yourself, and with COVID going on and all the stuff, the schools have probably had your kids getting physicals, and it can be costly. One of the things you need to think about is Medicaid or Medicare. For older people, Medicare is great. If you are 50 and over and considering on getting health care, I recommend checking with the disability office to see if you qualify for disability or if you qualify for Medicare. That is a great way for you to get help. They offer assistance for food. If you are a veteran or a veteran needing assistance, the VA hospitals around the world will help you become civilized, get a veteran's assistance card. It will help you get set up so that you can get assistance. Another thing, if you have kids, Medicaid. Medicaid is great for anyone. Now that Trump got the Medicaid expansion plan, anyone can apply for Medicaid from a child up to older, and you can get them on Medicaid, which is great. Even yourself, I have recently checked into that and I'm qualified. So even you can qualify for that. And it's great because it helps you cover medical bills. They pay for dental, vision, eye care, anything that you need, they help you. And there's even help for you to get eyeglass coverage. But if that's not all, sometimes they don't pay the whole hospital bill. And some hospital bills, ambulance calls, things like that can be costly. One thing you may not know is that hospitals have special things in place for people who are struggling. I know there's a lot of cancer patients out there,
or people struggling with a lot of bills, talk to your local hospital and ask them if there's any charities or people helping to pay bills, or if there's any work that you can do in order to help lower your hospital bill. This is great because oftentimes they'll have what I call assistance, or they may not have assistance, but a low-income program to where you can work for them 1 or 2 days to help lower your hospital bill, which is a great thing for those of you struggling out there who need a little help managing your money. Now, another thing people don't realize is in today's society, pretty much everyone has to have a cell phone. Cell phones can be costly. Verizon, Apple itself, Android, everything. It runs up and is expensive. One thing people don't realize is prepaid cell phones. People are missing prepaid cell phones and jumping right to Verizon, right to TNT, right to all the Simple Mobiles, all those, you're just racking yourself up $600. It's not worth it. I recommend checking out Straight Talk Wireless. Straight Talk Wireless has plans for super cheap. It's easy, affordable monthly plans. You can even pay up for a whole year for $400. That includes internet, texting, data messaging, everything. Unlimited. There's no caps. They even give you 20 gigabytes of Wi-Fi so you can stream to your TV for literally the month. Every month you get 20 gigs. Total Wireless, the same thing. Total Wireless offers you the same thing. Also, Simple Mobile. And guess what? Verizon Wireless, US Cellular also have prepaid cell phones. Those prepaid phones are actually cheaper than buying the regular cell phone and spending $300, $400, $500. So check with your local cell phone provider. Go to Walmart, look at cell phones. They have prepaid cell phones at Walmart. Total Wireless and Straight Talk Mobile are two of the main providers at Walmart. Also, Walmart has a cell phone plan, and US Cellular has a cell phone plan at Walmart. And you can buy cell phones right there. Cell phones anywhere from $10 up to $100. They even sell name brand phones. Yes, that's right. Name brand phones on Straight Talk and on Total Wireless. This will save you tons of money. Another thing, a lot of us want to watch TV. We think that TVs are expensive. Go to Walmart, buy yourself a Roku. I recommend buying yourself a Roku TV because Roku TV has free TV, free movies, free channels. Pluto TV is free. Tubi TV is free. Roku channel itself is free. There's a lot of free programs out there that you can get. Peacock is free. There are a lot of things that you can download, even straight to your cell phone, that have free services. Always look for stuff free. Never pay for anything. Because when you're paying, you're wasting money. You can get cable TV for cheap on Roku versus spending $400 or $500 on a TV service. That's something to consider. I hope this money managing podcast helped you. I hope I helped you save some money and tips and tricks that you might need to manage money. And remember to write everything down. If I've learned anything from my mom, it's that categorizing all your bills, going over them first, writing everything down, again to summarize, go over everything, write everything down, manage everything according to what you know is the most important and pay that first. Don't just think your cell phone is the most important. I'm talking your water bill, electricity, anything that you have, that gas bill. It could be anything. Make sure. And if you need help with stuff, there are a lot of programs out there. Don't be afraid to ask for help. The person who doesn't ask for help is always the one who struggles. The person who asks for help usually gets help and gets what he needs to get successful. These are some tips to help manage your money. I hope this helps out. And also, a lot of you feel like banks take you for a ride. Banks don't take you for a ride. There are a lot of good banks out there, like Capital One Banking, Wells Fargo. I know there are a lot of other companies out there that work with you to have low income accounts, even a savings account to help you save money. Download Stash today, though. If you are looking to invest money, save money, this will help you to understand more about investing. I also want to talk about Marketing APM. Marketing APM is a YouTube channel that has all kinds of investment tips, saving money. They have great ways for you to save money, so please go check them out. I hope you will. I hope you enjoyed this money managing tip. Remember to check out Stash. If you guys are any type of investor or looking to invest, they have all kinds of tips for you to learn how to invest and what to invest in. A lot of times, money can get overwhelming, and I know that that's why I have partnered with Stash to help you get your money in order. Thank you so much for joining me here on Welcome to the Red Zone, Managing Your Money Edition. Do what you love, love what you do. Featuring people from all around the world, music, sports, entertainment, adventure, broadcasting skills, you can have your very own adventure right here on the Red Zone. Welcome to the Red Zone.